now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
Aperion Care surveyed 2,000 millennials to generate a sense of what these young people think about aging, retirement, and their future in general. The survey finds that as many as 34% of millennials, those presently in their 20s and 30s, believe that they only require $200,000 or less to retire comfortably. It's important to remember that when these young people retire, the cost of living is likely to be far higher than it is today. One could argue that a $200,000 nest egg is inadequate for today's retirees, let alone for those set to retire in 4 or 5 decades. According to AARP, in order to live on $40,000 a year, a retiree needs to save about $1.2 million to finance a 30-year retirement. Despite that, only a quarter of surveyed millennials think that they will require $1 million or more to retire comfortably. Of course, what one can save for retirement depends heavily upon what one can earn. As indicated by CNBC, many experts recommend setting aside at least 10% of one's income as soon as possible. A 2017 report from the International Longevity Center in the United Kingdom finds that people should be saving at least 11%, and ideally more like 20% if they want to achieve adequate retirement income. The Longevity Center defines adequate retirement income as 70% of one's average earnings throughout their working life. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Aniban Basu.